This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three, four, one, two, one, two. I'm talking. Thought I won't be able to hear you, Todd the Radio God Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon, live in Watford City. Hoping for a feed sometime soon. That'll be good. And the music there. Now I hear the music. Beautiful. Yes. Okay.
Well, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Hi, Manny. Yes, how are you?
Good.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. How are you, gentlemen?
I had a heart attack there for a second.
Yeah, I hate that. Don't have a heart attack.
Boy, Manny's forgetting everything. He forgot his phone. He forgot our music. I mean, what else is there? Sorry, Manny.
Throwing poor Manny under the bus.
Be nice, Todd.
Hey!
Monday.
He threw himself under the bus.
It's Monday. Exactly right.
It's the evidence of holidays, so it's not a real Monday.
I'm in Watford City, North Dakota today. Why? There's a brand new high school here. And they are dedicating it today. They are letting kids in for the first time today on the President's Day holiday to be able to see the school, which is pretty darn cool. We, of course, were here during the construction process. We were here prior to citizens voting to say, yes, I'll pay for this. I want this. I want a school. Now, some would say, well, wait a minute, the boom isn't the boom anymore, so why do you need a new high school? Well, they still do. You should see their numbers. It's incredible. So, really, they've... we're going to talk about that, though. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford will be here because one of the things I most appreciate about McKenzie County, and I don't know if it's what's in the water or what, but they build leaders that see the future better than anybody. And so they aren't looking at this year by year, minute by minute. They're looking at it really decade by decade and building for the long term, not the short term. So we'll talk with the Watford City Mayor about that. The senator from North Dakota, one of two senators, John Hovind, will be here. He will be attending today, along with Governor Dalrymple and also Kirsten Baszler, the superintendent of public instruction, among those speaking at a big event for the dedication of the school at noon today. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the fact they're not just building schools, they're building hospitals. Dan Kelly, the minister of the McKenzie County Public Health System, will be here today. McKenzie County's hospital is under construction, brand new one, much needed. We'll talk about that with Ann Kelly coming up next hour. So we have that today as well. And I have to tell you what's on my mind, and pretty much has been since late Saturday afternoon, that of the death of Antonin Scalia, a giant on the court. Somebody said over the weekend he was to the court, the Supreme Court, what Ronald Reagan was to the presidency. Antonin Scalia dies over the weekend. Instantly, the second it happens, and it's just human nature, did for me when I received my breaking news alert. Antonin Scalia dead at the age of, was he 79? I think 79 years of age.
Yep.
Was not about his contributions to the court. It was what the loss will mean. And who will replace him? That's instantly what I thought. That was what was on my mind. We're in the middle of a presidential election. And I thought, oh, no. Obama gets another pick. I mean, that's what I thought. And an Obama pick to select a replacement for Antonin Scalia sends chills up my spine for the following reason. The balance of the court shifts away from the Federalists who say, wait a minute here, there is a Constitution, and our job is to simply apply whatever is before us to the Constitution. Here's the question before us. Here's the Constitution. That's how Justice Antonin Scalia saw his role on the Supreme Court. More and more, under Clinton appointees and Obama appointees, and sadly, even a couple of Bush appointees, and for that matter, a Reagan appointee in Kennedy, we have had People see it very differently. Folks, everything you believe related to the United States of America can be undone by the United States Supreme Court. And we've seen examples of it. Inventing a right to privacy in the Constitution. Inventing one. Find me the right to privacy in the United States Constitution. And yet that led to saying it's okay to take the life of a baby. And since that decision, 56 million lives have been ended legally. 56 million. Wrap your mind around that. So that's why what the Supreme Court does is very, very important. And I know it'd be nice if, for instance, a law enforcement officer's life is taken, that we could not instantly think about how do we prevent this, what happened, you know, go to the, if you will, the politics of it. Same thing for a Supreme Court justice to say, man, what a lion of the court, what a giant. Let's just take some time to reflect on what he did. We don't. We go to the next thing. It's human nature, especially in a 24/7 news cycle. Everything happens for a reason. As my mom would say, coincidences are God-sealed orders. I remember that teaching of my mother more than I remember anything. That one phrase. And she got it from her mom. Coincidences are God-sealed orders. So I don't think it's some just strange twist of fate, some unfortunate happenstance that Justice Scalia dies in the middle of a very important presidential election. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to examine what he brought to the court and to hear firsthand from those that seek the presidency what they would bring to the court. I was thrilled to hear Donald Trump say, need another Antonin Scalia. We have the audio. We're going to play it for you here. He didn't bring the substance on the issue that Ted Cruz did. Ted Cruz was phenomenal. I picked those two just because, number one, I hadn't really heard enough from Donald Trump on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia's passing allows us to know if Ted Cruz is president of the United States, the kind of justices he would appoint. Now, could he change his mind? Could he waffle a little after? Certainly they all do. But it's more difficult when you tell us exactly where you're at. So that's a silver lining in this. I'm glad that happened. We need that, in my mind. Very important. All right, folks, you have a little bit of what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. At 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you by North Dakota Oil Can today. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. Donald and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I'd like some help with something I saw. I forget where. It's way over a year ago in regarding when life begins, actually. What got done, this guy sang to his unborn child, and he got a response. Apparently the hearing structures have built up quite early in one's life as it begins. And you sing to your kid, and there'll be a response. Now, I'm hoping there's somebody else saw that and can fill in some blanks, because I got it really sketchy. With that, I want to listen off to you.
All right, interesting, and I'd love to see that myself. It's not a complicated question for me. I wouldn't think it'd be for most on when life begins. I really don't. And quite honestly, it's great for those of you that are pro-life like me to engage in those kind of conversations with people who are pro-choice. So begin at the heartbeat. You know, is that where it begins? Your point is, does it begin when they hear? You know, so it suggests that they have, brain activity. Interesting point, Donald, and I'll bet somebody saw what you're talking about, and if they did, they can call us at 800-228-0550 and share so you can find that again. You can use that as a tool. Jim, on the road, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just calling up. I wanted to ask you why, if the price of fuel has gone down so much, how come the price of food keeps going up in the grocery stores?
Well, especially on diesel, that's a good question. I don't think it happens instantly, but I know when diesel prices ramped up, the price of food went up. So have they come down? Don't know the answer to that, but good question. We can track some folks down that might be able to give us a sense of how that ebbs and flows. Jim, good question. Fair question. We'll seek some answers in the coming days. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color, options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want. They'll find it at below market prices. Great service department too in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department too. Call Tanya for your service. 701-444-2341.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're in Watford City today. We're coming to you live and direct from Teddy's South Park Lounge, actually, Teddy's Residential Suites. A fabulous place to stay. I tell you, whether you're in Watford City or in Newtown, you want to make a little Missourian Suites. And Teddy's Residential Suites, tops on your list to stay. Just fantastic accommodations. Great folks. The restaurant here is fantastic. We're going to talk to Ben O'Garwood. He's the general manager here in a little bit. You can't even believe their menu here. They had a great Valentine's Day thing going last night. A lot of fun. So, and a convenient location. A brand new Jiffy Lube right next door. Guess who's getting his oil changed as we speak? Multi-talented, I guess, because I could do a radio show and get my oil changed. Thanks to Jiffy Lube. So, kind of a nice way to go. We'll talk with the good folks here from Teddy's coming up in a little bit as well. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. It was so fun to see some of the new 2016s at the K-Fire Agri International Show. And, of course, if you didn't get the pleasure of being there, you can always go online and check them out at highplainsapache.com. Only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. Great fuel efficiency. Has that light footprint, less compaction on the ground. They have a mechanical drive system that gives you a more rugged machine, but also makes the Apache sprayer easier to maintain. 750-gallon to 1,200-gallon booms up to 132 feet. Now, that'll cover some ground. And a couple of great deals on used sprayers right now, some great financing deals. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in Mandan, across from Bonanza in Fargo, exit 60 across from Walmart. Actually, Frontier is south of Fargo. High Plains Apache. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Talking Antonin Scalia. We can talk a new high school in Watford City. We could talk about incredible grace from the Fargo Police Chief David Todd, who over the weekend announced an effort to care for the family of the shooter who murdered a Fargo police officer, Jason Moser. I have a link to the story on my Facebook page, but is that not incredible grace? And I know a few of you had the same thought last week as we were talking about this. What about the shooter's family? Think of them. Pretty cool. Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Happy President's Day.
Yes, sir.
Scott, what if you were driving down a street in a town and you saw a group of people and they had American flags and they were burning them and throwing garbage on them and so on? How would you react to that?
Yeah, not well. Not well at all.
No, not so well, no. Okay, I saw a little clip of Obama this morning in regards to a new Supreme Court appointee where he said, I intend to fulfill my constitutional duties and appoint a new Supreme Court appointee. Okay, Obama has done nothing but trample and burn the Constitution since he took office. Now, all of a sudden, it's an important document to him. How do we react to that?
Well, first of all, what does he do? The Senate's role is to advise and consent. The Senate so far, and I was very proud of Mitch McConnell, who I think was the first statement out to say there will be no consideration of a President Obama nominee this close to a presidential election. And so,
amen.
Good backbone from the majority leader right out of the chute. I thought that was fantastic. Now, President Obama can say, well, my job, according to the Constitution, is to nominate someone. Sure, go ahead. I mean, I expect him to. But, on the other hand, what is the Senate? They advise and consent. So they can go thumbs up or thumbs down. But look, put the shoe on the other foot here. All right. If you had a Democratic Congress, Harry Reid and company running the show, and Republicans say, what do you think they'd be doing right now? I mean, they'd laugh. You could send them here all day long. We'll shoot everyone down. Send us 10 nominees so we can tell you 10 times no. So this is a great opportunity for the American public to understand there are three branches of government: the executive branch, led by a president; the Congress; and the judiciary. Yep. And there are 9 people in robes who decide whether or not America will continue to be America or not. And they are they are going more and more towards saying, no, that Constitution is a living, breathing, we can change it however we want kind of document. That's scary, because they can undo everything we believe about in this great country. So this is a perfect opportunity. The passing of Antonin Scalia has given us a wonderful opportunity in the middle of a presidential debate to understand the power of the Supreme Court and ultimately decide a presidential election, knowing full well that person will decide the balance of the Supreme Court. I think this is great, but it ought not happen until that election happens, in my mind.
Okay, that's great. But is there an Antonin Scalia out there? And
oh,
how
sure.
do we find him? And then how do we get him on the court?
Yeah, sure. But first of all, you got to get a Republican elected. And then you can have that discussion. They're out there, absolutely. Rocky Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, hey, hello, Scott, and everybody there. Thank you for your wonderful show. Again, you bring to the view of the focus on, help us focus on the things that really count. The only thing that I've got to say is, first of all, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, yeah.
Okay, thank you. It's way more complicated than what I'm hearing and understanding from you for me. I share your view that we have a serious situation that we have to observe and figure out what we're going to do. And I share in my heart the sentiments of just the previous caller. But let's see what happens if nobody does get appointed. And something like that coal tax moratorium, or that where they can't put that stuff in, you know, that the EPA wants to do, and the courts tied it 4-4. The appellate court decision remains, which is undoubtedly going to be that it's the EPA has the power to do what they want to
well,
do.
Well, I hear you, but our choices in the meantime, between now and a new justice, are, you know, when they do vote and we lose one, it goes to the lower court, or to put a Democrat on there or a liberal on there and lose that way.
I guess my point is we lose either way, Scott.
In the meantime, we lose either way. I don't think,
well,
but that doesn't have to
be. It'll have to be. I can see clearly how we lose if we don't get a justice. And I agree with you. Getting a bad one's worse than not getting one at all.
Yeah, they're there for life.
But
they're there
way,
for life.
Exactly. But we already have lost. We lose the coal. It'll be years before we get back what we'll lose in the meantime. The other thing I'd like to say is I agree with your heart, but I disagree, or I call into question a statement that you made earlier, that we know what the people like Ted Cruz, if he comes out and he says what he's going to do. And I will agree with you that there's...
Hang on, Rocky, if you would. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. I want to let you... show where you disagree with me, and we have the clips, by the way, of those two individuals. We can play that too. Gary in South Dakota, Craig on the road, Clinton Bismarck, all coming up next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
City, North Dakota, our location. Big day in Watford today. They got a brand new high school dedicated. I've had the pleasure of being there while it was under construction. It is beautiful. It really is, and it's a great example of how this community, this county, is building for the future. And I love that bold vision. We'll be joined by Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, a little later on. They're also building a new hospital. Dan Kelly will join us to talk about that coming up next hour, too, on What's on Your Mind. So a lot of folks, dignitaries, will be here. Senator Hoban, I know, was going to join us on the show, and now I guess is in the air, so not able to join us today. I do want to get his take on the Scalia nomination, so we'll reschedule that ASAP for you on the program. But I know Governor Dalrymple also coming up, along with Kirsten Baszler. Heard from Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He'll be here. It's just a big, big day in Watford City. Looking forward to that very much, for sure. Okay, let's continue our conversation now with our fine listeners on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. All loaded up, 800-228-0550. So, Rocky and Tioga, I'm gonna play you. First of all, you disagree with me on something, and tell me what you disagree about.
Hello?
Yeah, what did you said? I want to take issue with something you said.
It's not that I disagree with you. I just have a different opinion. So that's slightly a different way of looking at it.
That's right.
Your statement you made earlier was that if we have what Ted Cruz says, and we'll you know, he'll follow through with what he says he'll do. I don't know why anybody would feel that way. For any of those, Marco Rubio either, I don't understand why you would believe them. They don't. They voted for Obamacare. They voted for we have the immigrant situation. It doesn't matter what they say. And the idea that they're going to change their colors, I don't know why. So many people seem to believe it matters what they say.
Well, I think I did put a caveat in there that, you know, it would make it more difficult for them to change their mind, but they could. They're politicians, right? So I don't disagree with you.
You did, but I mean, to even voice the idea that it matters is just, I don't get it. I don't.
But Rocky, to have your view, I might as well go bury my head in the sand and just give up, right? And just say that the country's over because nobody does what they say they're going to do, and we're toast. I can't be that cynical. I'm going to get up every day and believe best in everybody.
What good is it? I don't want to get in an argument with you, of course. I just don't see what good it does to play politics with them.
Do me this favor. Hang on. And for everybody else holding on, listen to their own words, okay? What I'm saying is the value of Antonin Scalia's passing, sad as it is that you lose a giant on the court, is that now in the middle of a presidential election, while we're vetting a presidential candidate on the Republican side, and the Democrats are doing the same between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, we get to know firsthand, okay, Antonin Scalia is gone. Who would you put in his place? What's your philosophy? Here's two kinds. You mentioned Cruz first and not believing Cruz. Here's what Cruz said. Let's roll that and then we'll roll.
And I think his passing yesterday really underscores the stakes of this election. We are facing our fundamental rights in a balance.
Let me ask you, does the United States Senate have an obligation to at least consider a nomination that President Obama puts forward? I understand that you guys don't want it and you would prefer to let the election, but doesn't the United States Senate have an obligation to at least go through the process and have an up or down vote?
Not remotely. It has been 80 years since a Supreme Court vacancy was nominated and confirmed in an election year. There is a long tradition that you don't do this in an election year. And what this means, Chuck, is we ought to make the 2016 election a referendum on the Supreme Court. I cannot wait to stand on that debate stage with Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders and talk about what the Supreme Court will look at like depending on who wins. If Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders wins, or for that matter, if Donald Trump wins, whose record is indistinguishable from them on a great many issues, then we will see the Second Amendment written out of the Constitution. Another thing we'll see, and this is very relevant for conservatives in South Carolina, if Donald Trump is the nominee or if Hillary Clinton is the president, we will see unlimited abortion on demand throughout this country, partial birth abortion, taxpayer funding, no parental notification, and we'll also see our religious liberty torn down.
I want to go back to the United States Senate here. So you believe the presidency is only 3 years long in each term? I mean, if we go down this road, we're cutting off a presidency with a year to go, and more importantly, Senator Cruz, the risk here for conservatives is that if you have all these 4-4 ties in the court, then the more liberal-leaning circuits will then have, their rulings will take precedent.
Look, the consequence of a 4-4 tie is that the judgment of the Court of Appeals is affirmed by an equally divided vote. This has happened many times in history that there have been vacancies. Sometimes on a closely contentious case, they'll hold it over for the next term when the replacement justice arrives. In an election year, we have a long tradition that a lame duck president doesn't get to jam a Supreme Court nominee through on the very end. LBJ tried that, and the Supreme Court rejected it. And particularly when the court is 5-4, is balanced, an Obama liberal nominee would dramatically shift the U.S. Supreme Court.
Why not go through the process? Shouldn't the United States Senate do its duty and go through the process? Reject it, Senator, but go through the process.
By the way, the Senate's duty is to advise and consent. You know what? The Senate is advising right now. We are advising that a lame duck president in an election year is not going to be able to tip the balance of the Supreme Court, that we're going to have an election. And if liberals are so confident that the American people want unlimited abortion on demand, want religious liberty torn down, want the Second Amendment taken away, want veterans' memorials torn down, want the crosses and stars of David sandblasted off of the tombstones of our fallen veterans, then go and make the case to the people. I don't think the American people want that. I'm very happy to take that case directly to Hillary Clinton, directly to Bernie Sanders. And I would note, look, how do we know Donald Trump's record on this is going to be bad? He has supported liberals for 4 decades, Jimmy Carter, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid. Anyone who cares about judges would not be supporting Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton. And the consequence is, if either Hillary or Bernie or Donald Trump is the president, we will see the Second Amendment written out of the Constitution. Okay. This is a basic question, who will defend our liberties?
So what a great back and forth, by the way, right, between Ted Cruz and Chuck Todd of NBC, Meet the Pressos, who kept saying, you're saying things that make sense. I don't want you to talk anymore. Go away, go away. But I thought did a very good job of saying why this is so extraordinarily important. And to Rocky's point, it doesn't matter because he can say that and then he'll do something different. It's a lot tougher to do that. For instance, Chuck Schumer is out right now saying, we need a nominee, weed him now. And people are playing the tape back from, a year and a half before the election of of 2008 saying, no, we're not going to do this. So you catch them, and it makes them less likely to be able to forward this stuff through. Now, contrast that with Trump on this. Trump at least told us, a little more succinctly, but not quite as eloquently. I mean, you get a sense that Ted Cruz believes this with every fiber of his being on how to who ought to be there, and I really believe that. But here is Trump on it. Compare.
Let me ask you first on the Supreme Court opening. Do you have a litmus test? Do you have a litmus test on Roe v. Wade? Do you have a litmus test on Citizens United when it comes to deciding who you might appoint to the Supreme Court should you become president?
Well, I think we have some great people out there. Diane Sykes from Wisconsin, from what everybody tells me, would be outstanding. We need a conservative person. I think that certainly we have some great people. We lost one of the greats. I'd like to have the person tailored to be just like Justice Scalia. Justice Scalia was truly a great judge.
How are you
respected by all?
Well, that's what
sides.
I mean. How will you determine that? How will you determine whether you've got somebody who's going to uphold?
Well, I think you determine. I mean, look, you never know. You never know what happens, Chuck. You look at where a guy like Ted Cruz pushed very hard for Justice Roberts. Everyone thought that was wonderful. And Justice Roberts let everybody down by approving Obamacare twice. I mean, he really did let us down. And that's largely Cruz's fault and the Bush fault because they put the wrong guy in there. That was a shocking decision. So, you know, you never really know. But at the time, he looked okay. But that was a Ted Cruz mistake because he pushed him very hard. Look, we need great intellect. We need, I'd say, absolutely conservative. But I think the real plan for it would be somebody just like Justice Scalia.
Now, that's about as plain English as you can get on who ought to be on the Supreme Court. Somebody just like Antonin Scalia. Now, Rocky, could Donald Trump get elected president and then pick somebody that didn't match? Absolutely. Welcome to life. But it makes it a lot tougher. At least we know. At least we have them on record.
Well, so. I don't disagree. And again, there is absolutely nothing that Ted Cruz says that doesn't just ring totally true to me. But that sounds like the same speech he gave about against Obamacare, and he voted for it, funding it for 2 years. At some point, you have to say, you know what? I'm tired of being played.
Yeah,
I'm just there, Scott. I'm just there.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's a difficult time. No question about it. Appreciate the call, do me a favor. Call again. I'm going to keep going just because I got a bunch of calls. But Bob and Harriet, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
First, Scott, I want to forgive you for intimidating me after my last call about a month ago. But my discussion this morning was with Gerardo Rafael Cruz. As a North Dakota, as an agricultural state, he is against crop insurance. He's against the ethanol business. I mean, where's our thinking in supporting Ted Cruz?
Well, you'd have to ask the Ted Cruz supporters.
You ask him. You know everything else this morning.
No,
even the governor of Iowa had come out against him because he was against ethanol.
How'd that work out for him in Iowa?
Well, he won.
That's my point.
The evangelicals brought him in. And besides, Rafael Cruz is a Catholicator, too, yet. And I'm a Catholic. I don't know what you are.
Yeah, I'm Catholic, but
Did you go to church yesterday?
I did, yes.
Well, great.
Yeah.
then we're in the same page there.
Yeah. No, first of all, I'm more of a Rubio guy right now than a Cruz guy, but my point is everybody can have their opinion. They ought to be exactly where they're at. As far as the ethanol thing, I think the great thing about Cruz is that he just tells you where he's at. Then you can decide whether you're for it or not. And I think he wants a level playing field for everybody. He's not against ethanol. He's just saying, let's put everybody on a level playing field. That's a true conservative position that I think is worth listening to. Clint Bismarck, let's get your take in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I called to talk about the Supreme Court, but I would like to advise the previous caller to take a high school chemistry class. Ethanol-infused fuels are a thermodynamic loser. But back to the Supreme Court. The liberals are making it sound like this Supreme Court justice nomination is like a great big dish of candy for the president that he gets because of the privilege that he had when he was elected. But the fact of the matter is, that's not the case. In fact, if you go to uscourts.gov...
Hang on one sec, Clint. We'll let you finish this on the other side of the break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from Watford City today. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we will meet the people. Phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in ARC copayments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Brought to you in part today by B-Mobile. You can find a B-Mobile location pretty much anywhere you're at. If you just go outside wherever you are and kind of look around, you're probably going to find a B-Mobile location. It's that simple. You can go to bmobile.com and find one near you, but they are located literally in every corner of North Dakota, so they are easy to find. And they have some great deals right now at B-Mobile as well. That's right. In fact, this might be the last day of this deal, so I think if I were you, I'd want to get in there. You get $200 in a trade-in value, any phone, bring it in right now, and on one of those sweet new Samsung phones, the S6, the S6 Plus, or the Note 5. That's right. You trade in any phone, get $200 off an eligible Samsung device right now. So, and that ends soon. So get in there and find them at B-Mobile, the largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless in the region. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They have all the latest smartphones and tablets and, of course, again, a location near you. A few in Minnesota, too. Detroit likes being the closest. But Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, and Wahpeton. BeMobile.com to find a location near you. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right. So let's allow our fine listener here to finish his comment. Did he go away? Did our South Dakota listener go away? All right. He had something else he wanted to say, but we didn't get all of it, and he's not there. You have to wait just a hair there. Hal in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to know who was going to Ted Cruz at the time of John Roberts' confirmation and wondering his opinion on it.
Yeah, he talked about that because Trump has given him grief about that, saying, well, you supported Roberts. And he's saying, well, I didn't, actually. He supported another guy, and I can't remember his name. I remember the debate at the time, but it was a guy that had clerked for Justice Antonin Scalia. And he wanted him because he's friends with him. But then when Roberts was ultimately nominated by the president, he supported Roberts' nomination and was a supporter, so... You know,
at the time, Ted Cruz was Solicitor General at Texas. His opinion didn't really matter that much to people.
True.
And he may have had an opinion, but, you know, Donald Trump goes and starts talking like he is a senator at the time and had all the clout in the world. And I just wish he'd get his back straight before he start yapping his mouth off.
Yeah, good point. You're saying that Trump is unfairly critical of Cruz in this regard. Yeah, I got it.
Right. He's trying to box him into a corner and say, you know, trying to show people he's in the Senate. He backed John Roberts all the way when he's the Solicitor General of Texas. And, you know, nobody really cared that much about his opinion at the time.
Great points, as always. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, welcome for your calls at 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message and get your comment out there, and we'll get it on. Or press 2 to chat with us live on the air today in Watford City. The beautiful Teddy's Residential Suites. Benny Garwood is the general manager of these fine properties, Little Missourian and Suites, and Teddy's Residential Suites next door. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
How's life in Watford City these days?
Well, it's cold today, but hopefully it'll get around for that. And, you know, we're just gunning for that oil price to come back up.
Yeah, exactly. Waiting that out like everybody else,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
In the meantime, when you're up here doing whatever you're doing, this is a great place to stay. These are wonderful properties. And I love telling folks about this menu you have. Here in the South Park Lounge.
Yes, yeah, we put out a new feature menu just a week or so ago. It's our goal to do 4 of those a year and then do a full menu rewrite once or twice a year as well, just based on what we see from the feature menus that's popular. We've added a kids menu as well. Took some doing, but we're able to allow families in, minors, throughout the day as well until 9 o'clock in the evening. And on Sundays, kids eat for just $2 with the purchase of a regular priced item off of the main menu. So,
what's a big hit on the menu?
Right now on the new feature menu, we've got a beef and bison meatloaf that's wrapped in bacon, served with a baked sweet potato with honey maple butter on it. And
that's
a big hit. Yeah,
it's delicious. My gosh.
I've had it more times than I should have.
Have you really? Yeah. Know what I'm having for lunch. My goodness, that sounds fantastic. And, of course, that's how they do it right here. They really do it up well. The bacon is you had me a bacon.
The bacon,
you
know. Yeah. 3 kinds of meat there on the one dish.
Exactly. And for folks that are looking for a place to stay when they're here or, for that matter, in Newtown, just describe the facility.
Sure, yeah. So Teddy's is our more long-term stay property. So all of our rooms are a little bit larger. We have the kitchenettes in them as well, full-size fridge, a cooktop, microwave, lots of storage space, and we outfit them very well with preparation utensils and tools and whatnot. So especially if you're looking for somewhere to stay a little bit longer, this is a great option here. And then across the parking lot at Little Missouri, very similar in terms of quality. Rooms a little bit smaller, a little bit more designed for a 2 to 3 night stay. And we have a complimentary hot breakfast in the morning as well.
As nice as any hotel you'll find from the Twin Cities to Denver and everywhere in between.
I think so.
They're great facilities. They really are. Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites, both here in where we're at, Watford City, but also in Newtown as well. Identical properties, so they're great. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Love staying here. Love entertaining here, and really encourage everyone to do the same when you're up in Watford City. Benny Garwood, the general manager, we appreciate that. All right, short break. Calls waiting to weigh in on the news of the day. A lot of folks want to chat about the Supreme Court and the future. We'll talk about that. Of course, also tell you about a new Watford City hospital and much more. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.